Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Clarity. We have to follow the facts where it may lead.
Credibility.
News of the day.
What we want is the facts.
And conversation.
What everyone should be talking about, what you're talking about.
Hear about it first.
We made history.
Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Oh, sometimes it is a blessing to be up in the 3 o'clock hour. That means I have to get to bed at a reasonable hour. And that means I missed the Bucks.
Oh.
Not winning.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So sad. Too bad. Baker Mayfield. I like this guy, man. He plays with some moxie. But he couldn't hang on to the football. Baker Mayfield left the field at Raymond James Stadium, dejected after Tampa fell to the Washington Commanders, formerly known as the Redskins.
That still just sounds so weird.
I know it does.
It just sounds
weird. I know it does. I'm quite resistant to it, but whatever.
Yeah, we're in denial.
23-20. So, you know, Bucks fought hard to win the NFC South. But I thought they were going to... I felt great playing at home. We're going to be Washington. I think that they were just an okay team, but apparently this rookie quarterback they have is... really stepped it up quite a bit.
Good for them.
It's pretty good. So, yeah, good for them. Good for them. So, anyway, it was, the agony of defeat. And it pretty much went down to the wire. I mean, really. The ball literally bounced off the crossbar or whatever and went in to give them their 3-point margin of victory. But now Washington has to go face... one of my other teams. If I'm not on one bandwagon, I'll find another one to hitch a ride to.
I'm sure you will.
The Detroit Lions. Yep. They're having a heck of a year. They got to take it all the way. They do. I hope they do. And my Eagles also are still in it, too. Yeah. If you pick like 10 teams and follow
them. Oh, your odds of having some wins in there are great.
You never call me a loser. I'm like, oh, wait, hold on.
No, I've got a win over here.
Here's one of my other favorites.
Yes.
It's just, I've got, you know, like 100 jackets. Anytime.
Which one's your favorite?
Betsy wants to get rid of one. I go, that's my favorite. And every single one she points to is my favorite.
How many do you think you have? Seriously?
I counted them one time.
Really?
I don't know. Like 65.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite the inventory.
Now that's, you know, that's all my jackets, I think.
Oh, I get it. Yeah,
65.
That's a lot, though.
Yeah, I think I have... about 30 or so leather ones.
Really?
Maybe even more. I don't know. Wow. I'll have to do that again sometime.
I thought you loved animals.
But I have so many other things to organize.
Well, yeah, there's all that.
Yeah. Life is hectic.
If I'm remembering right, this has been probably a couple of years, you had a lot of them, I don't know if you were like moving things around, you had a bunch of them stacked on something, and it was so heavy that it literally broke what they were sitting on.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, leather jackets are
they
pretty
are
weighty.
Yes, they are.
They're weighty, matey.
Mm-hmm.
So my Pirates, otherwise known as Tampa Bay Bucks, they're done. But how about those Gators?
Yeah.
The basketball team is looking very, very good. They're 15-1. They beat Arkansas over the weekend, 71-63. So, go Gators.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, rest of the NFL, Bills beat the Broncos 31-7. Eagles beat Green Bay 22-10. And so those teams will advance in this here playoff.
Playoff?
Yeah, the playoffs are here. Been here. But the Bucks, they done.
Hey, you know what else is coming?
What?
The annual Hogtown Medieval Fair.
Really?
Yeah, get ready to walk around with a big turkey leg or something.
And those things are huge.
They are huge.
I don't even think they're turkey leg. I think they're pterodactyl legs. Stop by for a pterodactyl.
Coming up into January.
Nobody really knows history. You could probably get away with that.
You probably could get by with a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have in that stack of jackets, do you have a coat of mail, Bob?
You mean the metal?
Yeah. Now, that'd be heavy.
I don't think I do.
That's heavy metal right there, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, they're actually looking for some volunteers. I don't know what all, but the Parks Department, I think you can reach out to them.
Did they say, putting out the call, we need some wenches?
Yeah. They didn't phrase it quite.
Wouldn't that be accurate?
If they need some, yes. I don't know what all they need.
We need some jugglers and some jousters.
Yes. But it may be, the reason I thought of that was earlier, you were talking about people falling, you know, the drivers falling on their box cutters, like falling on a sword. And when you said sword, I'm like, oh, the fair is coming and they need some people. So there you go.
So how do people get in touch with the people that need the people to be in the medieval fair?
Gainesville Parks and Rec will take care of that for you.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Where's it going to be?
I think over at...
Because it used to be at the fairgrounds, and the fairgrounds ain't the fairgrounds, or they moved the fairgrounds.
Depot Park. They moved to Depot Park.
Depot Park.
That's how you spell
writing
it
down. Yeah. It is Gainesville.
It is? Oh, good point.
They were going to name the park Gainesville Green. it's green, and it's in Gainesville.
And they love the green.
So they settled on Depot.
Uh-huh.
Depot!
So there you go. I don't know what they need, but they need volunteers, so if you want to help out. Go for it.
I wonder if you have to, like, provide your own costume.
Don't know.
Because when they accessorize at those things,
they take it serious.
Yes, they do.
And I guess if that's your thing, you know, sure, go for it.
I wonder if they have, like, a little test to see if you can...
Oh.
What's your character going to be, Greg?
Oh, that would be a good question. Like, see if you can get that correct English going on there.
I could see you kind of clanging and banging, not in the gym, but as a blacksmith.
Really? I don't know.
No, you don't picture yourself that way?
No.
Big, heavy, like, apron on that stops any of the, you know, the fragments that bust off the metal. And
I think I'll pass on that gig. That sounds like way too much manual labor.
How do you want to be, like, a mead maker? The maker of the mead?
Maker of the mead? I don't know. I've never given this thought. It's not been a big deal to me. I don't know.
What Greg wants to do, he doesn't want to work. He wants to go there and get a giant turkey leg and walk around. That's what you really want, isn't it?
Let's see what kind of food they got. I'd be up for that.
One of the interesting top stories has been that people in Southern California that have the money are hiring private firefighters. You know? I mean, really? And they're shelling out about $2,000 an hour for private firefighter. I mean, that wouldn't be per firefighter.
No, but
it's like
still.
A team comes out, and if needed, they'll bring their own water. They'll bring their own equipment and trucks, hoses, chemicals, and other industrial-grade equipment.
But what's it worth to save your $10 or $15 or $50 million mansion?
Yeah.
You know?
Small, yeah, that would be considered maybe a small price to pay, but it's, I guess it's irritating some of the neighbors who might not be willing or don't have, I guess, money on hand that they want to part with to that amount. Yeah, and maybe they find it a little bit frustrating, but you get the government you vote for. Yeah.
Over and over and over again.
Yeah, one guy said, this guy's incredible nerve, you know, his family's evacuated and he's trying to hire private firefighters to risk their lives to save a home he most certainly has insured. Incredibly tone deaf. What? Isn't that Isn't that bizarre? The guy is going to do everything he can to preserve his home. And he's willing to pay for it out of his own resources. But some neighbors are bent out of shape. Wow. So you're suggesting that potentially life-saving resources, even if private, should be diverted to save your house because you're rich, while tens of thousands of people try to evacuate? I guess...
It's not like you're having the L.A. Fire Department come, you know, specially to your house. It's like it's a private business.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if you hired security.
Or if you hired somebody to
do your lawn.
manicure your lawn.
Exactly. It's the same thing.
Right.
If your yard looks awful, are you whining that, oh, they had somebody come and do their lawn?
I bet you that the people that do that complaining are the ones that are left of center and think that as long as you pay taxes, the government should do like everything for you.
Right.
No, sometimes you're going to have to handle things.
Yes, you are.
It is 8:16. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got plenty more to talk about, much of it related to the wildfires in Southern California. We've got a whole lot more we're going to look at. Some of these appointees are going to undergo scrutiny. Details on that coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Sean Hannity.
What do you think these known terrorists are plotting to do in this country?
Weekdays, 3 p.m.
Finally, Mayorkas, even he's now admitting that violent migrant crime is exploding.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's 8:21. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Happy, happy Monday. We'll make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Denmark, frantically messaging Trump, hey, wait a second. Don't take it. Don't take our Greenland away.
Oh, my.
Danish leaders have sent private messages to President-elect Donald Trump's team in recent days in a bid to pacify his ambitions for taking over Greenland. Yeah. It's owned by Denmark. Copenhagen, or is it Copenhagen? Copenhagen DOS is allegedly open to allowing U.S. military presence on the autonomous island to boost security and appease Trump, who claimed military coercion could be deployed to bring Greenland under U.S. rule.
That's interesting.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, the Kremlin was saying, hey, you need to stay away from there. We got interest over there. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
The Danish government, which in itself sounds like a sweet gig.
Oh, yummy.
The Danish government, which is responsible for Greenland's defense, wants to avoid clashing with the U.S. and hopes to assure Trump that Greenland will be safe from Russia and China without the need for American annexation. Yeah. They also asked Trump's team to clarify the incoming president's comments after he shocked the world by suggesting that the U.S. could invade the longstanding NATO ally.
Notice how that the language gets a little more scary and detrimental every time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he might use force. Oh, he may invade. I mean, really? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, people.
Yeah, look, there's a lot that is happening as far as exploration around the Arctic Circle. And China and Russia are, you know, kind of, well, they're pushing like they always do. You know, they're pushing their way in. And, well, we're kind of behind in all that. So, I don't know. From a defensive posture, yeah, we need to make sure that we have military strategery set up on the mainland part of Greenland. Mainland? Greenland? Yeah. A lot of ice. A lot of ice in them there parts.
Look, a little chilly.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of President-elect Trump, you know, Friday when we left, we were waiting to see what Judge Marchand was going to do in New York.
Right.
So you got the latest on that. I mean, I didn't see it or hear it live, but based on this article from the New York Post, it would seem that Judge Marchand, I don't know, seemed kind of reasonable. Is it possible?
That's kind of the impression you get from everybody on this thing. Yeah. Considering who it is.
Donald Trump was given a no penalty sentence in his hush money case on Friday by the Manhattan judge, cementing his status as the first convicted felon to become president, but freeing him of the threat of jail or fines as he gets ready to re-enter the White House. Trump vowed that he would appeal in a statement he put on Truth Social, and that was posted shortly after the sentencing, in which he wrote that, quote, radical Democrats have lost another pathetic, un-American witch hunt. Today's event was a despicable charade, and now that that is over, we will appeal this hoax, which has no merit, and restore the trust of Americans in our once great system of justice.
There you go.
Yep. So the judge, Juan Marchand, who oversaw the trial in which jurors found Trump guilty of concealing a payoff that hid a sex scandal from voters, sentenced the Queens native to an unconditional discharge during a brief hearing in Manhattan Supreme Court. Sir, I wish you Godspeed as you assume your second term in office.
Wow.
That sounds pretty...
Yeah.
Right? And,
yeah.
And Trump was appearing via video from Palm Beach, so he was only there virtually. Trump could have faced up to 4 years behind bars on each of the 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. Did you realize that there was a possibility of that, that could have occurred? Wow. Instead, Marchand, the way he ruled on it, Trump's not going to face any jail time, no probation, no fines. Huh. While Trump was forced to sit in court daily for the course of the nearly two-month trial last year, the president-elect was allowed by Marchand to appear virtually for Friday's hearing. Before the sentencing was read out, Trump, sitting next to his attorney, Todd Blanche, blasted the case as an injustice and reiterated his claim that he was targeted in a political hit job. This is a case that should have never been brought. He did, he went on for about 6 minutes.
Mm.
And he said, this is an injustice of justice. The fact is, I'm totally innocent. I did nothing wrong. And he then ripped the trial as an embarrassment to New York. I would just like to explain that I was treated very unfairly, and I thank you very much. That's how he ended his rant.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably the best that can be expected out of that whole scenario.
I would think so. Yeah. But I hadn't, you know, over the weekend, I didn't catch anybody talking about it, and I guess it's a bit of a non-story now because there was no real penalty there.
Moving on.
Which never should have been wasting the taxpayers' money. You know, it was exactly as Trump said. It was a witch hunt. All right. It is 8:28, and the Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally get your podcast. Yep. If you'd like to download it, just click on subscribe, and it will be completely available to you. We've got plenty more to talk about. As we start to warm things up a little bit, warmer today than it was yesterday, you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Inauguration Day.
He made history.
Trump.
On day one, I will terminate every single open border policy.
A historic new America.
Drill, baby, drill.
Happens on The Sky.
And we will immediately begin a brand new Trump economic boom.
A new way.
Great country with low taxes and strong military.
This.
We have a window of opportunity.
Is.
And we've got to be ready to govern.
It.
And we've got to be ready to lead.
News Talk 97.3.
We're going to turn this country around so fast.
The Sky.
The Sky.
It's been a wild year.
Increasing inflation.
Israel.
Ukraine.
Syria.
What a year.
47th president and your 45th president.
And what happens in 2025?
Act of terrorism.
New Congress. House Speaker.
Happens here.
Buckle your seatbelts.
97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's 8:34. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for listening. We appreciate that. And we're here to make Mondays great. Absolutely. You've got the launch has been scrubbed in case you were going to head to the Cape Canaveral area. The new Glenn rocket from Blue Origin, that has been postponed indefinitely. And that was supposed to go off today. And I don't know if the weather would have had any impact or not, because it was a systems issue, an internal systems issue that they have to rectify before they light that candle. So that's that. They lit the candle, and then they just rocked and rolled. And I'm talking about the Gator basketball team, 71-63 over Arkansas. Gators now 15-1. Go Gators! My Buccaneers lost 23-20.
Missed it by that much.
No, he made the field goal by that much. The Washington kicker.
Yes, he did.
Hit the goalpost.
Yep.
And bounced in.
Yeah.
Usually they bounce out.
I meant miss the wind is what I was talking about. But yes. Because you never know where that's going to go. Because, man, it hits there. It's like, okay, you got a 50-50 shot.
Yeah, it's you know,
in or it's not.
That
you know?
Oblong, odd-shaped football, and depending
Hitting
on what angle
pole,
and how it hits. Yeah.
You just don't know.
So that's, you know, they didn't get the bounce going their way. But anyway, Washington has to go face the Lions, which I think will finish them. The Lions will make short duty of them, I believe.
So that way one of your seven favorite teams will win, and you've got bragging rights.
In fact, one of my other favorite teams did win. The Eagles, as Mom would say, the Eagles.
Yes.
Beat Green Bay 22-10. And let's get you up to speed with most of the goings on there.
Yeah.
Hey, Ukraine claims they have captured two North Korean soldiers fighting for Russia. I guess it was just a matter of time, right? How many were deployed? Did they say they were up to 10,000 at one time?
Yeah, but we obviously got the impression they're just really not very good, not very well trained, and really aren't accomplishing that much.
Yeah, I think they wanted them to work the drones or something, and apparently they didn't have the capacity to do that.
Yeah.
Ukraine forces have captured two North Korean soldiers fighting alongside Russian troops in Russia's Kursk border region, according to Ukrainian President Zelensky. This came out apparently on Saturday, and he made the comments after Ukraine began pressing new attacks in that area, Kursk, to retain ground captured in a lightning incursion in August that resulted in the first occupation of Russian territory since World War II. Moscow's counterattack has left Ukrainian forces outstretched and demoralized, killing and wounding thousands and retaking more than 40% of the 380 square miles of that area of Ukraine called Kursk.
Gonna be sad when this thing is all said and done, in the sense that it's like, how much was spent, how many lives were lost, and what did it really accomplish when it's all said and done? Not a whole lot, and nothing good. You know?
Yeah, it just in the modern era, we're still, you know, throwing sticks and stones at each other and blowing stuff up and killing civilians and all kinds of stuff. It's just, you would think the world would be, you know, if there are aliens, they're watching, and they're going, wow.
Yeah, let's
these
just
folks,
not stop.
Man, they're doing the same baloney they've been doing for thousands of years.
That's why they just do a flyby. They don't even stop and you know, hang out anymore.
They don't hang out at all anymore. They send some drones once in a while just to peep in on us.
Right.
You know, they like New Jersey. They
so
like that
working,
area.
They're working remote is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
They're not even coming to the office.
They're trying to stay warm.
I don't blame them.
Yeah. It is, it makes you wonder. You're like, wow. So through the generations, we still we still have war, what we call war.
And Putin is not going to get what he wanted. He will not, you know, he's been at this, what, couple, 3 years now, and still not doing very well. So,
well, I just have a very good feeling that Donald Trump is going to utilize diplomacy, the art of the deal, effectively, and they're going to come together and figure something out that's better than killing each other. The concept, huh? We hope. But I'm feeling much more optimistic now with Trump coming in than during the 4 years that Joe Biden was theoretically the commander-in-chief. And I do say theoretically. Oh, my goodness. FBI Director Christopher Wray. He is stepping down. He did a thing on 60 Minutes. And, there's something about him that, doesn't make me a big fan. I don't think he's, like, the worst guy in the world, but I'm not a huge fan. I don't know if I trust him, I guess, basically is what it boils down to. Anyway, the bottom line is Kash Patel is getting ready to take that position. He has to be approved by Senate, obviously. But, Christopher Wray could see the writing on the wall. He knew he was done. He acts like, you know, it's his decision to step down. But it's really not my decision to retire from the FBI. It was one of the hardest decisions I've ever had to make. I mean, what decision did he make? What's he going to do? It was going to be a coup.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was going to keep his seat there at the FBI.
Okay.
I mean, what?
So that would not be a smooth transition?
Well, what other choice does he have? He says, one of the hardest decisions I've had to make. Didn't Trump kind of make that for him? Hey, I'm nominating Kash Patel to be head of the FBI. Then how many? 1,001, 1,002. Ding, 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 ding. Christopher Wray says, hey, that's my job. Hey.
Yeah. Wow.
And when he was asked about, you know, like the Mar-a-Lago thing, which, of course, was way over the blown kind of a raid. It was ridiculous. It was unnecessary. And the way they did it, you know, lights flashing, all the bells and whistles, really to make it look like, you know, they're taking down public enemy number one. Ridiculous, right? His response to that, our job at the FBI is to follow the facts wherever they lead, no matter who likes it.
That's kind of a weird thing to even say.
Well, especially when they had Hunter's laptop, they knew it was legit, and instead of admitting that, coming that out, releasing any of that information, no, instead, they kept it quiet and ran to social media and said, hey, there's going to be something coming out that's Russian disinformation. Really? Like what? Can't say, but we'll know it
when we see it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they really literally, that's what they did. And then, so the New York Post breaks the story, cracks it wide open.
Uh-huh.
Hunter's laptop and all this stuff in it. And Next thing you know, these former spooks get together and sign a letter saying, we believe that this is Russian disinformation. And they had already, you know, kind of, I guess, groomed the social media companies already. Hey,
oh, yeah.
Hey, this is...
the pump was
coming
primes.
Down the... Yeah.
Yes.
This is coming down the pike. Oh, there mm-hmm. it is. There it is. Squash it. Yeah, delete it from social media. I mean, they did a job. They did a job on the American people. How could you not hold Christopher Wray accountable for that?
Mm.
Wasn't he in charge? I believe he was. Well, that's just... Your job at the FBI is to follow the facts wherever they lead, no matter who likes it. But you didn't follow the facts with the Hunter laptop.
No.
In fact, if you would have followed some of those early on, before people had a chance to destroy a lot of evidence, maybe Joe Biden either wouldn't have gotten elected or would have been ceremoniously afforded a chance to quit. Yeah.
That could have been an interesting scenario either way.
Yeah, but don't act like, oh, yeah, it's a tough gig. And, you know, sometimes people don't, they don't like it. We're asking for a sense of consistency, not partisan hackery. Right? Right. Well, let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skyline, shall we? And Tom, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. So I just finished Narcos Mexico. That whole Narcos series on Netflix was really good. And probably one of the biggest underlying points of it is how the Narcos controlled the government of Mexico. And there was a big election that they wanted to get the PRI in. And in order to get them in, they had, the day of the election, they put out fake results that the PRI was winning by such a decisive margin that the people wouldn't come out and vote against them. And they were able to swing the whole election. And this Narcos Mexico is based on fact. It isn't made up. So they were able to swing the whole Mexican election to the party who was backing the Narcos by telling the public that their candidate was losing and the other candidate was winning, which is exactly what happened in several of our elections. And the whole thing with Facebook, it just ties in together. If you guys could comment on that, it was really interesting and really eye-opening. Thank you.
Election manipulation and interference can come in many forms.
Oh,
and
man.
Social media has definitely played a role in that. And now you have to question, what about these pollsters leading up to the last election that had Kamala and Trump like neck and neck in so many states?
Yep.
And Trump ended up winning all of the swing states that were in question. And most of them weren't that close. Yeah. What about that? Yep. The influencing interference with an election.
We even saw that way back. Jimmy Carter complained back in the day when they were basically calling winners before California polls were even closed.
Right.
So it's gone on for a long time.
It's 8:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here and plenty more to talk about coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
We know the tactics of the media and the Democrats, never Trump or Republicans.
6 weeknights.
They're vicious and they're violent and they're underhanded. Just don't fall for them because they're trying to reverse the results of the election.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. Happy Monday. We'll make Mondays great. It's what we do. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Did I mention it's 8:49, almost 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. Rise and shine. Pump it up. Let's see. I talked to some folks last night at the local watering hole / grill / restaurant.
You're hanging out at the pub, were you?
Well,
or is
I guess it is.
Is it pub-like?
Well, it's, I mean, it's a bar and grill or whatever. It's
okay.
Like,
yeah.
But no, I mean, anyway, the food's decent. service is good. People are nice.
Yeah.
And ran into some folks. Let's see. Don't forget to mention Shannon and Alan that you met at Stone's last night.
Okay.
Alan, big fan.
Cool.
And I just so people know, like, I could be anywhere.
Right.
Like, I could be in Georgia or Ireland.
Sure.
I could be anywhere.
Yes.
And if Betsy gets a chance, she'll pull somebody aside and say, hey, do me a favor. Make a big deal to my husband. Say, hey, you know, are you Bob Rose? That voice sounds familiar. She's done it a few times, okay?
That's hilarious.
So now when this guy comes up to me and he goes, are you really Bob Rose?
You think you're just being set up.
And I'm like, really, dude?
Yeah.
The poor guy, because I was probably like, I go, did Betsy set you up? And he's like, huh? I go, did Betsy set you up? And she's over there nodding no.
Wow.
But still, I think, you know what I mean? Of course they're going to deny it.
Yes, of course.
Anyway, turned out to be a great guy, him and his lovely bride. And
that's awesome.
We had a lot of fun with a lot of folks. If you know, Buck, the recently retired from the sheriff's office.
Right.
He was up there, and I saw him on Facebook. I don't know if we were direct Facebook friends, but you know, friends of friends, you know,
sure.
Seals. So.
Yeah.
And so the guy that I just met, Alan, actually said, do you know Buck? And I go, I think I know him from Facebook. Anyway,
right.
He introduced us. Buck's a great guy, by the way. And just recently retired.
Well,
so
small world.
Mm-hmm.
Getting smaller all the time in a way.
So I was doing my own, you know, it's no, you
what
know,
you
Greg
trying,
Whirlwind schmooze
say,
tour.
Are
but
you trying to, you know.
I'd say it was a schmooze tour with a small S.
It's
a you know, I was
like
out
that.
There.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm more of a BSer. You're more of a schmoozesser.
I think that's very accurate.
Really?
I think that's.
Thank you.
I think that's a great way to put it.
You agreed too easily on that.
I'm glad you admitted it.
Yeah. Okay. That is what it is. Anyway,
yeah.
Always nice people.
We enjoy watching
some football and enjoying some good food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice time.
We've been trying to eat out a little less lately because it's just gotten so stinking expensive.
Well,
we all go out, you know?
Well, and you've got, you know, your son going, what's he like, 6'5" now or something?
Well, not quite, but he's 17 and they eat.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't
a
matter.
Lot.
You're right.
So, yeah, there's that. No, it's not all his fault. Just you're talking about if four of us go out to eat, it just gets expensive.
Mm. Been doing water and splitting some meals.
Yeah.
But not the other day. I ate it, can I say it, at the IHOP?
Yeah.
I got like the sampler.
Oh.
And then I also had Betsy's hash browns on top of that.
Oh,
that already
goodness.
Came with hash browns. It's got pancakes.
Oh, man.
I asked for extra butter. They were like soaking in butter. And then I mixed the regular syrup and the blueberry syrup. I walked out of there, my blood sugar was so high, I thought for sure my head was going to pop right off my shoulders.
See, I know maybe it just sounds boring. Yeah, close that door. People are noisy at the radio station this morning. Office folks are showing up. But no, it's kind of like I'm pancakes. I want butter.
Mm-hmm.
I want some more maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want fruit.
Oh, you want the real maple syrup?
Well, that'd be nice, but I'll take whatever, you know. I like what Cracker Barrel has. You know, I like their syrup. It's nice and warm.
I think it's real maple syrup there.
Probably is.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't want fruit on it. I don't want whipped cream. I don't want flavors. I just want some butter. Some maple syrup.
Oh,
that makes me happy.
It's too late for what's bugging you, but if I could,
I would
be bugged by. They don't have those. I think it wasn't Nutri-Grain, but it was something like that. They called it.
Oh yeah, yeah. You talked about those before
at the pancakes. They don't have them anymore at IHOP. They discontinued them.
Really?
The young lady that waited on us said, "It's been a few years gone."
Really?
They're the grain, something grain, but and they're not like. You know how you can get something that's too grainy and dry?
Yes. Yeah, you can't put enough butter and syrup on it to make it.
No, these were really good. And I don't know why they discontinued them. Probably cost 12 cents more to make or something.
And not enough people to order them, probably.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're going to go and...
If you're going for pancakes, are you thinking, oh, I want my grains? I mean, no, you just want...
No, I just liked them because they tasted better, in my opinion.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. I guess I've never had them.
Yeah, no, they were. I thought they were good.
But I'm craving pancakes.
But I did. Oh man, this came with all the meat. I had sausage, ham, sausage, egg, ham. What else? What was the other? Oh, bacon.
Bacon.
Eggs.
Wow.
Two orders of hash browns. Two buttermilk pancakes.
Is this part of your New Year's resolution or something? To I don't know. I don't know what you call that.
I don't know what it was, man, but I was...
But you were enjoying it every bit of it.
I had the munchies, but it was, you know, early in the day. Yep. Well, it was a late breakfast, I guess, is what it was. And that's the thing. If you wait too long to eat, then your decision-making process is
Which meal do you go with? If it's, you know, do you still do breakfast? Do you do lunch?
Well, as brunch? My mom would say, your eyes were bigger than your stomach.
So you just went for it all, it sounds like.
But I did. But I ate it all. Because what did our parents tell us?
Oh,
clean plate club, and they're starving kids in China.
Yeah, but you and your smart aleck self said name one, you know, and so.
No, I said something like, "Well, maybe if they didn't have 2 billion people there, nobody would be starving." But that wouldn't be very empathetic of me.
Well, if you're a logical child, you're going, "Okay, let me think about this." If I don't eat this leftover on my plate, somehow that is helping a hungry child halfway around the world. How? Are you sending it to them? How is my eating it?
The opposite. The real thing would be, hey, they're starving kids in China.
Yes.
Don't eat all that. We are going to
send it to them. Yes. Yeah. It doesn't really... correlated all, does it?
They're trying to say that, hey, there's starving kids out there, so you need to appreciate and fill your belly full. And here we have an obesity problem. Yes.
Reminds me back, and I know I've told it a couple of years back, of the Jimmy Carter story. I forget what country he was in. And, you know, big presidential meal. He's being polite, very American-like. He cleans his plate, and they refill it. And he cleans his plate.
Uh-oh!
You see where this is going?
It's a cultural thing.
You're supposed to leave some, and that lets... But nobody had caught that or told him if they had caught that. And so I'm sure he was pretty full by the time that little get-together was set and done.
I want to go where the cultural norm is to belch very loudly after your meal.
And there are those in the world, but, you know...
I used to get halfway through the alphabet, man. It was bad. You know, my parents told me to knock it off.
I'm not sure that's something
to
be proud of.
So I would save my special antics for school.
See, I was always far too polite for that. I know that you find that shocking.
Yeah, no.
Not a bit, no.
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 Reported illegal immigrant arrested by police after California residents feared he would use a blowtorch to start wildfires in L.A. Details on that story and a whole lot more coming up. On the 9 o'clock stretch, which is right around the corner, my friends. Happy, happy Monday. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This is Sky News.
Congress certified President-elect Donald Trump's election win.
Trending stories.
Severe winter weather gripping much of the nation.
And why they matter.
We're not going to be below freezing in the state of Florida for weeks at a time that would set back agriculture.
I intend to resign as party leader, as prime minister.
I know more world leaders than any one of you ever met in your whole god life.
The Panama Canal is vital.
Updates every 30 minutes. Breaking news at once. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.